Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 5,500 crore rupees at Gandhinagar in Gujarat today. President Draupadi Murmu to present Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Election Commission announces schedule for biennial elections to 8 Rajya Sabha seats from Tamil Nadu and Assam. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Pakistani military and government-supported terrorist organizations are openly operating from Pakistani cities. And Mahendra Gurjar creates new world record in men's javelin throw at Nottwil World Para Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The projects cover key sectors including urban development, infrastructure, water resource management, healthcare and revenue services. The Prime Minister will also participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar. More details from our correspondent.
A series of urban developmental projects across cities like Jamnagar, Surat, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Junagadh will be launched today. A major highlight will be the groundbreaking of Phase 3 of Sabarmati Riverfront project in Ahmedabad, worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The PM will also inaugurate over 22,000 homes built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, costing rupees 1,000 crore. In the health sector, the PM will inaugurate the UN Mehta Cardiology Institute in Gandhinagar and Lady Foundation Stone for 588 crore IPD facility in Ahmedabad. He will also distribute developmental checks of rupees 2,731 crore to 17 municipal corporations and 569 crore to 149 municipalities, marking 20 years of the launch of the Urban Developmental Year in 2005. As a former CM of Gujarat, the PM will now launch the Urban Developmental Year 2025 along with Gujarat's Clean Air Program in Gandhinagar. Akashvani News, Gandhinagar.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The awards are given in various disciplines and fields of activities including art, social work, public affairs, science and engineering, trade and industry, medicine, literature and education, sports and civil service. A report.
This year, the government announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprise 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. During the first investiture ceremony, the President conferred Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025. In the second investiture ceremony, a total of 68 eminent personalities will be honoured with Padma Awards. Among them, former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajinikant Lakhia will be awarded Padma Vibhushan for their contributions in the fields of public affairs and arts respectively. Those who will be presented the Padma Bhushan include Jatin Goswami, Kailash Nath Dikshit and Sathavi Ritambhara, while renowned economist Bibek Debroy will be honoured posthumously. Among those who will be conferred Padma Shri are Manda Krishna Madiga, Dr. Neeja Bhatla, Santaram Deswal and Sayyid Ahnul Hassan. With Aman Yadav, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections for the 8 Rajya Sabha seats, including 6 seats from Tamil Nadu and 2 seats from Assam. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 2nd of next month and polling will be held on 19th of June. Counting of votes will take place on the same day. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has pointed out that terrorist organizations are openly operating from cities and towns of Pakistan. He said terrorism is an open business in Pakistan that is supported, financed and used by the Pakistani military and state. In an interview to a German newspaper, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has sent a clear signal to the terrorists that price has to be paid by them for carrying out terrorist attacks. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, who is leading the all-party delegation to France, said that India is united in its fight against terrorism and wants to show the world this message. During an interaction with the Indian diaspora in Paris, Mr. Prasad said their visit is part of a larger effort with seven delegations travelling worldwide to raise awareness about India's stand against terrorism.
We have come with great degree of pain and agony, but also there is a resolve that India will stand together in the fight against terrorism and tell the world that India is indeed united. Seven delegations have gone in different parts of the world. I am leading the delegation to Europe.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valour of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Major Shaitan Singh, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Sino-Indian War in 1962.
Born in December 1924 in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, Major Shaitan Singh enrolled in Kumaon Regiment in 1949. During the Sino-Indian War in 1962, Major Shaitan Singh led C Company of 13 Kumaon Regiment held a strategic position at Rezangla at an altitude of 5,000 meters. Defended by five platoons, the position came under a massive assault at dawn on November 18. As waves of enemy soldiers advanced through mountain Nalas, Indian troops opened devastating fire, causing heavy casualties. Despite freezing conditions and overwhelming numbers, the Kumaonis, especially number 7, 8 and 9 platoons, fought with unmatched courage, engaging in hand-to-hand combat and holding ground till the last man. Surrounded and under relentless attack, they refused to retreat. Major Shaitan Singh, the company's commander, displayed exemplary leadership and courage in their battle of Rezangla. He led his troop most admirably. Unmindful of his personal safety, he moved from one platoon post to another. He continued to fight along with his men. While he was being evacuated by two other ranks, the Chinese brought heavy machine gun fire on them. Major Shaitan Singh, sensing danger to their lives, ordered them to leave him. The other ranks placed him behind a boulder on the slopes of a hill where he breathed his last. Major Shaitan Singh posthumously awarded Paramveer Chakra for his supreme courage, leadership and devotion to duty. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the transformative journey of India's honey industry over the past decade. In the latest edition of his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani on Sunday, Mr. Modi noted a remarkable 60% increase in honey production in the country. He also spoke about World Bee Day and the honey mission, citing the example of Koria district in Chhattisgarh as a success story in beekeeping. The Prime Minister noted that over the past 11 years, India has witnessed a sweet revolution in the field of beekeeping, significantly boosting honey production and rural livelihoods. Details on this from our correspondent.
In the Koria district of Chhattisgarh, tribal farmers are making pure organic honey called Son Honey. Koria district collector Chandan Tripathi said that the Son Honey project has been started in the forest of Sonhat from the district mineral fund.
Son Honey ek vishesh pehal hai jo ki Sonhat ke jangalon mein prarambh kiya gaya hai DMF se. Hum logon ne lagbhag 10 krishkon ko identify kiya hai. Kurukshetra Haryana bhejkar hum logon ki training karai Italian madhumakhiyon ke prayog se jo bhi हमारे साल के वृक्ष पे फूल लगते हैं या मस्टर्ड की जो फूल लगते हैं उससे शहद प्रसंस्कृत कर तैयार किया जा रहा है, जिससे कि किसानों को अधिक से अधिक आय मिल रहा है।
सोन हनी ऑफ कोरिया डिस्ट्रिक्ट इज ए प्रूफ ऑफ व्हाट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम दैट एवरी ड्रॉप ऑफ लोकली प्रोड्यूस्ड हनी इज नॉट ओनली फुल ऑफ टेस्ट बट ऑल्सो द हार्ड वर्क एंड होप्स ऑफ इंडिया। विकल्प शुक्ला, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, रायपुर।
And now let's take a look at the top stories in sports. Indian para athlete Mahendra Gurjar scripted history by setting a new world record in the men's F42 javelin category with a throw of 61.17 meters at the Nottwil World Para Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland yesterday. We have a report.
The 27-year-old Mahendra Gurjar broke the previous record of 59.19 meters set by Brazil's Roberto Floriani Edinelson in the year 2022. The F42 category is for athletes with moderate movement impairment in one leg. Moving on to athletics, the Asian Athletics Championships 2025 kicked off today at Gumi in South Korea with 60-member Indian contingent participating in the mega event. In badminton, India's top players including PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and the men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Rangi Reddy and Chirag Shetty will compete at the Singapore Open 2025 starting today. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings secured a top 2 finish and a spot in qualifier 1 after defeating Mumbai Indians in a crucial match in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 185 runs, Punjab Kings overhauled the score, posting 187 for the loss of 3 wickets in 18.3 overs. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. With Mayur Jain, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms in 9 districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai. The state government has appealed to citizens to adhere to weather advisories and avoid venturing out unless necessary. More details from our correspondent.
On the first day of the monsoon's onset in Mumbai yesterday, the city recorded its highest rainfall in 107 years. Residents faced difficulties due to heavy waterlogging, traffic congestion and disruption in the suburban train services. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadanvis has issued orders for immediate surveys and damage assessment in the affected areas. Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde visited the emergency control room of the municipal corporation and reviewed the various measures and emergency management efforts. He directed the state administration to remain on high alert and ensure timely relief and rescue operations. Bhavna, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The southwest monsoon entered Telangana yesterday almost 2 weeks ahead of its usual schedule. Making the announcement, the India Meteorological Department said monsoon has touched parts of 7 districts, including Mehboobnagar, and is likely to spread across the entire state within a day or two if current weather conditions persist. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today open with pictures of Prime Minister Modi in Gujarat. Modi exhorts people of Pakistan to come forward. End terrorism is the lead in the Asian age. Modi pauses his motorcade, greets Colonel Sophia family during roadshow is the headline in the Times of India. Supreme Court Collegium recommends elevation of 3 High Court judges is a front page item in the Hindustan Times. In a bid towards deeper connectivity, Aizawl becomes the 4th Northeast state capital with rail link. Trial run successful, writes the Indian Express. Under the caption Monsoon Mayhem, the Hindu Business Line carries a picture of vehicles stranded on a waterlogged road in Mumbai. Monsoon hits Mumbai early with record rain, cities infra buckles. Business Standard leads with the uptick in foreign portfolio investments. FPI inflows so far in May, highest in 8 months. And finally, the Daily Tribune in its city edition page has a sprawling picture of a majestic white tiger taking a nap on a hot summer day at the Delhi Zoo. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjeet.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple development projects worth over 5,500 crore rupees at Gandhinagar in Gujarat today. President Draupadi Murmu to present Padma Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Election Commission announces schedule for biennial elections to 8 Rajya Sabha seats from Tamil Nadu and Assam. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says Pakistani military and government-supported terrorist organizations are openly operating from Pakistani cities. And Mahendra Gurjar creates new world record in men's javelin throw at Nottwil World Para Athletics Grand Prix in Switzerland. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.